All right, we will go ahead and call our Tuesday, February 22nd monthly workshop to order. First, we have a public comment.
Madam Mayor, if I may, I'd like to introduce our permit tech, Nate Newsom.
Hi, Nate.
Nice to meet you.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you.
Nate started 2 weeks ago, and hopefully I'll be here for a long time. Awesome.
Great. Welcome aboard. All right. Next, we have presentations for the advanced metering infrastructure replacement. Andre, you're up. Let me make you a host. You are the host, so you should be able to present.
Everybody can see my screen?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. It's certainly appreciated. My name is Andre Noel. I'm the Director of Revenue Management and Metering Services for Suez, North America. I'm responsible for all utility operations across the country, as well as all the system when it comes to AMI and metering. I'm as responsible for the utility operations. As you can see, my first part of my title is revenue management, so maximizing revenue through our operations, and of course, AMI and metering is one way to do that. With me this evening, I have Robin Morlatz, the water system consultant, and Chris Quinn, the director of sales. So again, it's a pleasure to be with you, and again, we look forward to taking you through this agenda. Based on the RFQ response that we provided a little while back, we just wanted to give you kind of an overview of that RFQ and what makes us qualified to provide a solution for the town of Fredericksburg. So here's the presentation agenda that I have to cover in 30 minutes, so I look forward to doing that. So when it comes to Suez, as I mentioned before, we are kind of a very unique company. Not only are we a provider of solutions to help small to mid-sized utilities, but we're also a user customer. So that means all of the solutions that we provide to you and recommend to you, we're also user of those solutions because, as I mentioned before, I'm also responsible for utility operations. Today, I'm on this side of the table helping small to mid-sized utilities take advantage of the technologies that's out there. Tomorrow, I'm responsible for utility operations and, of course, their solutions trying to help benefit us. So because of that, we are in a very unique position because we are, in fact, the largest owner, operator, and maintainer of AMI systems in the country. No company has more AMI systems than we do. We have them all across the country from all different manufacturers. So we have a very good sense of where technologies work best, where there's still some challenges, and so that allows us to recommend the best AMI solution for you, not what is best for the manufacturer. And that's what I believe we did as part of this RFQ. When it comes to asset management, everyone can provide a solution. Everyone does that every day. But the question is, will they promise to take care of it over its lifetime? Or will they just let you be responsible for it and have to manage it? With our company, we manage assets. So not only do we provide a solution, but our promise to you is we're going to take care of it over its entire life. That way you get to enjoy all the benefits, but not necessarily all the maintenance situations that may come up. And today we manage over 8,000 assets across the country. When it comes to strength and unparalleled resources, we're second to none. We are complete as a company. We have the ability to provide all the services from the start to the finish. That means one company for all, take full responsibility and accountability for everything, including the field crews, installation, project managers, on-site field service, maintenance, labor, support. We do it all. Brand agnostic. Because we are the second largest purchaser of water meters in the country, American being number one, we have access to all the meter manufacturers, And we use that benefit to help select the best system for you. And because of our financial strength, we also have the ability to finance our own solutions. So that means we're making the investment. So the benefit to you is we're putting, as they say, we're putting our money where our mouth is in making that investment. Because, again, if we don't believe in it, why would we invest our money in it and also take care of it? And in this solution, we are certainly able to do that. So with our value proposition, you can see all the folks on the left that you typically have to deal with in doing an AMI project. But with us, we are the single source of responsibility. We take responsibility for it all, for the engineering, the consulting, relationships with the manufacturer, the install, the billing vendors. We take responsibility. We take 100% risk and responsibility for a solution. So we are accountable, and we take care of it. Of course, with any solution, especially a project of this size, of this magnitude to the town, you want to make sure that there's safe practices in place. And one of the requirements of your RFQ was to provide a safety and health program, and we in fact did that with our proposal to show you what levels that we take when it comes to safety, when we come to climbing tanks, when it comes to confined space, what we do for traffic, whatever the situation may be, we provide that too as part of our response. But again, just to highlight, we are certainly qualified, we are and licensed, so that we make sure that this project is a success and safe. So based on the RFQ specifications, we recommended this solution. It was your Clara RF AMI system, again, based on your specifications. It's an open system, so it means all manufacturers, doesn't matter what the manufacturer is compatible with this solution. It's a point-to-multipoint RF system. So in other words, the device is talking to more than one collector. And as you mentioned in your RFQ, you do not want repeaters, and this solution does not have that. The license for this technology, for this AMI system, is going to belong to you because it is a licensed frequency. It's not an open frequency that's subject to interference and many of the things that you see on the other frequency bands today, but this frequency will be in your name. It belongs to you. And so you are protected, you have the FCC behind you as well, and you have a frequency that no one can tamper with. It's in the 450 to 470 megahertz frequency as you requested. It's compatible so that you continue to grow if you want to venture into being a smart city. We'll talk a little bit about it later, but you can venture off into doing gas, electric, sanitary sewer overflow, methane detection, pressure monitoring. But again, a lot of things that it can do. It also has a customer portal, which I believe was also a requirement. So this with this portal, you'll have an app where the customer can also see their usage, and they'll be able to be a part of the solution and being able to see what, in fact, they are, in fact, using each and every month. So not only will you be able to see that, but they'll be able to see it as well. When you want to grow, when you want to start looking at remote shutoff, one of the requirements was to be able to have a remote valve option. In this case, you do, all the way up to 2-inch, and it's compatible with any meter that you have in your system. And a wide range of compatibility. As you can see, you know, over 20-plus manufacturers that the solution is compatible with. So again, allows you to select the best for you. And as mentioned before, when it comes to meter brand, we are completely agnostic. It doesn't matter to us because of our relationship with all the manufacturers. Again, we select the best for you. That, of course, is going to be presented on the Clara One head end. This is what Clara uses, and this is what your platform will be. But you can see it's an event-based analytics. So you can see at a glance on a dashboard all the events are, in fact, taking place. And from there, you can act accordingly in taking care of providing notifications to your customers, whether it be a text or email, having somebody drop by, a door hanger, whatever it may be. Because of this system also being a two-way system, you can use this to do a demand read, read a meter right now, do a move in, a move out, even do a shutoff if you wish, because this is a full two-way system, and you'll have those capabilities. We also ran a propagation study for you, so you can see how this system would look. And so here, hopefully I've got you right. I do so many of these, but this one is Federalburg. So you can see we have three collectors, and you can see where they're positioned. One at the Carolina Street tank, the one at the Industrial Park Drive tank, and then another one on the northern side. And so with three data collectors, we're able to cover the town and cover all of your meters. In fact, we took it one step further to build with these collectors. We actually built in redundancy. The benefit of that is if one data collector was to go down, that gives us time as a company to come in and get that data collector back online. But it doesn't affect your ability to read, because you'll notice in the upper right that you have 100% double redundancy. So 100% of your meters are talking to at least two data collectors. In fact, almost 70% are talking to three. And so you have certainly adequate coverage, and as highlighted in your RFQ, this contains no repeaters, there's no mesh, you've got the double redundancy, and the minimum height of 30 feet after you've used the town assets has been accommodated here. We also took it another step further, because a project of this size, it's certainly one of the things that a town certainly would like to certainly get a grasp of is the financial justification. And one of the requirements in RFP was to provide such. And so we did. We provided a financial justification to show, based on your water rates, your sewer rates, the events that are taking place, what is some of the potential financial benefit you can you could realize from a capital and also from the OPEX side as well. And so we applied that here. We also took a look at it based on revenue from your meters, you know, based on 8%, 9%, 10%. So again, being able to showcase here and certainly be able to highlight here that this is a cash positive project for the town should you decide to move forward. We also took a look at the timeline, because typically a project of this size, one of the questions that typically comes up, well, how long is this going to take? I mean, who's all involved in getting in doing a project like this? And in our response, we identified the roles and responsibilities who will, in fact, will be there in taking care of this. So here you can see it's a little busy, but again, you can see there's a process owner, a contract manager, an expert, initializer, implementation manager, an asset management expert, all responsible for this project. And you can see their roles and responsibilities to the right. But again, really, we're trying to highlight that when it comes to this project, you certainly have all the resources of our company to make sure it is in fact a success. And then deployment. How does deployment look like? And so here we show that plan, and you can see from start to finish, from the time that we say go and to see how long in fact takes and all the steps in between, from the initiation to the implementation to the operation and maintenance. We anticipate for this project we're looking at somewhere between 9 to 12 months. From start to finish. And we, of course, as part of our plan, we are going to help the town. We're going to develop a program with you to help inform the town of the upcoming changes and its benefits to all. Because, as I'm sure you know, AMI certainly brings a lot of benefits, not only to you, but also to the homeowner, to the residents. And I know in our utility operations, the greatest benefit is customer service. We're able to take customer service instead of being reactive. We can now be proactive. We're helping customers every day. Instead of customers coming in and saying, oh, then again, it probably never happens here, right? It says, I didn't use all that water. Right? That doesn't happen here, right? So here, you'll be able to share with them their usage and be able to help them drive down their usage of water. One of the questions that always comes up about integration is, well, how are we going to integrate? You know, we have our own billing system. You know, we bill today. How is the system going to, how is that going to work? And so in our proposal, we showed that integration, and that, as part of our proposal, is our responsibility. So we are responsible to work directly with Continental in making sure that there's, from the time we put a meter in, you can bill right through your billing system. That's our responsibility. In any product that we do. So you can see here what it looks like from a software as a service, how we in fact are going to implement it and how we're going to interface with your system from the customer presentment all the way to your CIS. And then of course we'll take a look at it, what it's going to look like when we do the integration. And as I mentioned earlier, the integration, that is our responsibility. So here we're going to integrate the MDM, the information from the AMI system, and we're going to integrate that directly with Continental. Now, the question that sometimes comes up. It says, well, Andre, we're making quite an investment here in the world of AMI, advanced metering infrastructure. We can see that it's going to do all these things for water, but is there any other benefits? Well, certainly there is. In fact, when it comes to AMI, one of the reasons we implemented it is, as I mentioned before, it was a customer service. But we also found that because we have this infrastructure in place, there's a lot of powerful things that we can start doing. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you can start looking at gas, you can start looking at electric. But let's take a look at some of the other things you can start doing. You can start looking into automation. You can start looking into pressure monitoring, you know, valve monitoring control, level control, leak detection, and the list just goes on and on and on. In fact, in our operations up in New Jersey, I have streetlights on my AMI system. And we're looking at parking meters, you know, sanitary sewer overflow. So I have, from the water treatment plant, I have the usage from there into my system. Why? Because we also sell water to other systems. The transfer meters, they also I have on our system. Also, all the detector checks, you know, all the with the tattletale meters, I have all of them grouped so I know what's going on in the fire protection lines. So again, as your system grows, you can also grow with this system as well. And one of the reasons we selected this as system for you. So, we said a lot of great things about the system, what we selected as part of our RFQ response, but now the question comes up, well, why us? Why Suez? Why should we be the ones to provide the solution for you? Well, as we talked about, we are the only company that will provide full comprehensive AMI asset maintenance program for a full 15 years. That means all the risk, the responsibility for that system is us. From the water meter in the ground to the interface and billing, we are responsible. We handle that through all the service centers we have across the country. And again, as I mentioned, it's our response. So we have the field maintenance and repair, includes the water meters, the endpoints, the data collectors. Because we're monitoring your system every day, we are also responsible for what we call preventative and corrective maintenance. What that means is we don't wait for something to fail. Because we're monitoring that system, we're monitoring the health of the system, the meters. We, of course, see what is going on, and then we deploy our service center to come out and maintain that. Firmware updates, that, of course, can always be a challenge because software is always changing. I mean, look at our own cell phones. I mean, oh, great, another upgrade, another update. That, of course, that is our responsibility to make sure that you have the latest update. And, of course, should you change your billing, we are responsible for making sure that interface always communicates to your billing. We'll do the work order management. We'll handle that through our service center. We also do the return material authorization, so equipment that we remove out of the field, we will handle returning that back to the manufacturer for replacement. And training. You're going to be tired of training because you're going to get lots and lots of training all the way through the project. And because we're maintaining the system, taking care of it, as people come and go, you will regularly be trained. And as I mentioned before, we're brand agnostic. So we don't recommend, we don't represent any manufacturer. We don't make any products. We just happen to be a user of these products, and we have a relationship with all the manufacturers. So again, it allows us to select the best system for you, not what is best for the manufacturer. With a single source of risk, accountability, and responsibility. So there's no pointing of the fingers. Oh, well, it's you did this part, and you did this part. No. It's all us. And we are certified and licensed. And that's important because this is, as I mentioned before, this is not no small project for this town. And so you want to make sure that who is ever going to do the project that can be held accountable. So you want to make sure they're certified, they're licensed to deliver the system, they're licensed and certified to be able to take care of it as well. Because again, it is a heavy responsibility. The preventative and corrective maintenance will be handled by our Visio Center. Based out of Atlanta, but with that Visio Center, we monitor all the systems that we have across the country, and we're able to deploy our service centers from across the country to come out and maintain any system that we have. Now, you may think, well, okay, Andre, I get that. I see that you're doing asset maintenance, but are you doing asset maintenance for anywhere in this area? I mean, you know, anybody else doing it? Well, let's have a look. So from an asset maintenance perspective, when it comes to your area, we are not unique. You're not the only ones. There are a lot of customers that we have that we're doing asset maintenance. We're responsible for the meters, or the tanks, or the wells, or the concrete structures, or whatever it may be. We are responsible. In fact, you have a customer. We have a customer 30 minutes away from here, Greensboro, Maryland, that we take care of. We take care of their tanks. We take care of their meters, their AMI system. We have that responsibility. So again, we are no strangers when it comes to asset management, asset maintenance. We certainly have the references. We certainly have the partners, and we certainly have the experience. In your conformance to your RFQ qualifications, these were some number of the qualifications, and here, just highlighting very clearly how we, in fact, meet or, in fact, exceed the qualifications that you asked for. From this, being a state contractor, to the health and safety program, to being agnostic, to ensuring that there's no repeaters in the system, providing documentation of your ISO 9001 certification for asset maintenance and management, to be able to provide spread payment options should you decide to not require having to go out to a third party and would like to just spread the cost with us, that's certainly available, and providing the financial projection. So these are some of the things here. So when it comes to certifications, which we talked about, we are, in fact, ISO 9001 certified, not to just make a we don't make meters, but we are certified to provide asset maintenance programs. And that's for municipal, industrial, water distribution, system and rehabilitation services. So we are very proud of the certification because, again, it shows that we truly can deliver these solutions. We certainly can maintain any solution that we provide. Again, many can say they can do it, but not until you have to show the certification, the licensing to prove that you can do it, should it really be taken of value. Now, what about licenses? Well, when it comes to licenses, we're there as well. We're a licensed contractor, so we'll have prime responsibility. Again, taking full accountability and responsibility for the solution. So we're licensed here for installation service, for field crews, for any work that needs to be done. We're also a licensed engineering firm. So when it comes to putting assets on top of your water towers, for example, you want to make sure a company knows what they're doing when they're going up on top of those assets. Because one of the assets that we take care of tanks is, of course, you're going to have the confidence of knowing that it's going to be done right. So whether it's the mounting, whether it's the structural analysis, the certified welders, inspectors, confined space, OSHA training, that, of course, we are certainly qualified to do that, and we're licensed and certified to do that as well. And our safety record has, in fact, been recognized by the National Council on Compensation Insurance, giving us one of the highest factors out there in the industry. Again, just highlighting our expertise in doing this work, maintaining this work, and, of course, most importantly, keeping everyone safe in doing so. So really, in conclusion, really what we wanted to highlight to the town of Federalsburg is our promise. And that simply is, we are promised to deliver solutions to the town of Federalsburg that will make you proud. That's our promise. And with that, thank you, and I open up for any questions that you may have.
So I do have one. Are you guys experiencing any issues with supply chain, like as far as getting in the meters, or like is there, would we have to build that kind of buffer in because of getting in product?
Yeah, that's one thing we are seeing across the industry. But one of the things as part of the rollout of an AMI program, the meters actually come at the very end. So one of the things that we'll be able to do is order the meters up front, and so by the time they come in, it should be just in time for us to come in and do the install.
So you would install the endpoints first?
Yeah, you actually do the data collectors first. Actually, before that, we'll actually do the interface to your billing.
Okay.
We'll put up the stand up the network, and once that's in place, then we'll come in and we'll put the meters in.
Okay. Yes,
I'm so you're saying 12 months for complete installation, and it sounds like you've already explained it. We'd be able to operate under both systems, the old and the new.
Yeah, so what we will do, we will work with you, and depending on how you read today, so if it's books or routes, what we'll do is we'll say, okay, this month we're going to take care of these books, and then we'll leave these alone. So this system, you'll use AMI. This system, you'll use the current system you have now. And so we'll do it systematically so that, but yes, for a time, you'll have both, but then at some point, you'll just have one.
Well, one of the key things is you'll be getting some of that revenue benefit right off the bat. Like once we turn the system on and we do the first book, you'll be gaining increased revenue right off the bat.
Okay.
As we work our way through, so that although it takes 12 months, you'll be gaining some revenue benefits maybe 6 months into the process, and then you know you can select, hey, we want to do all our commercial meters first because that's our biggest revenue generator. Or you may say, hey, look, here's an area of town where we have a lot of meters in one location that are tight. Let's do that area first, so you can gain some benefits that way.
Okay, great.
And the reason for the 12 months, you know, and again, I'm using it from our utility experience. What we're also factoring in is the interface to billing, because that's the key. Because if you can't bill, then, you know, you can't really start. So the interface to the billing is the key. That's hence the reason for 12 months.
Then last but not least, what happens if there's a power failure?
Very good question. The system that we are recommending for the town actually has solar power for the data collectors. So even if there's a complete power outage, it's not going to affect your ability to get the reads. You'll still get all the reads here.
Well, and the other thing is, you mentioned earlier, Andre, in another call we did, those data collectors, what is it, 90-something days worth of data they store?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you're billing on a quarterly basis, which I think is what you guys do now, you're not going to have a power outage for 90 days.
No, no, no.
You know, but it'll save that data. Let's say the power goes out the day before you're supposed to bill. Well, if you can get it back up and running in 3 days, all that data is saved in the system, solid state. So you don't lose the data. But like you said, they're solar powered. They'll work. You know, the key is just to make sure that we can get the bills out. That's sort of the idea of the program.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah, so what he's referring to there is the actual MTU that will be installed with the meter. It holds 96 days of early reads. So if a data collector was to come offline, you know, really not because of power, but just to come offline, once that data collector come back online, it would recognize that the endpoint, and it would backfill all the reads. So you don't lose anything.
Your customer portal, that they could, is it real-time?
Is a customer portal
real time as far as it's usage? So if I wanted to turn every faucet off in my house and look on my phone, can I tell if I have a leak from it?
It's probably got about a 6 hour delay.
Okay.
It's about a six hour delay.
Because that's the one thing they all come in. Oh, we don't have a leak. Everything, nothing's doing this. I just didn't know if it was, you know, if that would be a tool where they could actually just turn every faucet off and then look and see if it was running or not. But
yeah, one of the things that you'll be able to set up within the customer portal is what we call a water budget. So say, for example, you budget, say, $25 a month for water. So what will happen is every day it'll say you have used up 10% of your budget. But if you're 2 days into the month and it says you've used up 50% of the budget, whoa, okay, something's going on. I need to investigate this further. You know, how did I use up all the budget, and I'm only, you know, 30 days, you know, 20 days or 10 days into the month.
And the customer campaign that you have that you can help us with, because we will need, want to get that kind of information out. I'm assuming that some of that is already in that how
correct.
To use the app, how to download it, how to set it up.
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, and the one clarity on that question you had is your system can be real time. Like, you could, in fact, from the office, ping somebody's meter, and it'll tell you exactly what's
going on. So if a customer had questions, they could, like, shut everything off, call Christy, and
she can ping it at that point. It'll say, you're still showing a 5 gallon per minute right now.
Okay, so.
But the customer interface is a delay because it only goes whenever it sends that information.
Okay. Makes sense. And just to clarify in my mind, your maintenance program, that was included in the cost that you
correct.
Gave us, correct?
That
wasn't
correct.
A yearly cost on top of it all.
No, it's in the cost. There's the maintenance fee, which just takes all your hosting fees, your monitoring fees, your backhaul. So we put it all together so that there's no surprises.
Okay.
15 years, is that the lifespan of the meter?
Good question. 15 years, believe it or not, AWWA says we're supposed to be looking at changing them out every 10. So 15 years, we'll take full responsibility for that meter up to 15 years. I'm going to say up to 15 years because, again, if you're not happy with our program or you would like to take on the system yourself, it's your system. You know, you can say we'll take over at 5 or 10. The choice is yours, but we'll take care of it up to 15 years because at 15 years, it's time to change out the meter. The infrastructure should be fine, but the endpoint that's talking to the meter, its battery warranty's 10-year full and 10-year prorated. So we're in that fifth, right in the middle. So it's time for us to change the meter. But again, your software should be up to date. Your infrastructure should be sound. But it's time to change out the meters and the endpoints.
Everybody good? Mm-hmm. Town Manager DeReef, do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Are we allowed to hang for the ovens?
Sure.
They listen to yours.
Right. Tom Andrew Dree, do you know who's up next?
Yes, Mirsis.
Okay.
I don't have it pulled up in front of me. Yeah. I know it should be in there.
I can't.
Total balls for sale.
I don't remember. I saw it at one point, but
I think
we may have seen it when we did the PowerPoint presentation. But that was for the whole ball of wax, and we're going to try to do it in phases. So I would like the price broken out by the read points, like all the server stuff, and then starting out.
Because we'll need that to make a decision. I don't think we've seen that.
Yeah, I don't think we had actually seen the one that I had seen. I think we had that one presentation that they gave us with that one price.
Wasn't that including the water towers too, or maintenance?
I know, yeah.
Yes.
There was a price for the maintenance for the water towers. Yeah. Okay, so next we have Mirsis, correct?
Yes, good evening, Sandy Honeycutt.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Do you have a presentation? Because I can make you a host and then you can share your screen.
Yes.
Mr. Honeycutt, the floor is yours.
Okay. Can everyone see my screen? Mm.
Not yet.
All right, one second.
No. Well, actually, yes, but I think it's that way.
Is that coming through okay?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Good evening to everyone. This is Andy Honeycutt with Meter Systems. Pleasure to be with you. I know this is an exciting time for the town to make decisions about what your meter infrastructure looks like moving forward, and I appreciate the opportunity to present a little more about our company and why this is the approach that we're recommending would be in the interest of the town. AMI is, we're based in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're explicitly focused on AMI planning and delivery. We're not a billion-dollar company, and as such, we focus 100% of our time, attention, execution of AMI technologies in this space. And we advocate extraordinarily strong for public utilities. Our background is in public administration. So I've spent time in that same role that Larry is spending, representing organizations in the public space, in the public sector. And so when we created MeterSys, we created MeterSys to be the advocate for the local government. We are neutral in the market. We have currently six different solutions under management. And so we believe and understand the market and what the various providers are presenting and have offering to local governments and to public utilities. And we know it well. We stay on top of it. We engage with each of the manufacturers and distributors. And we do our work from coast to coast. And so every utility is unique. And we think it's important that we understand what you want to achieve out of an AMI solution and ultimately build the solution that fits your expectations and your operational requirements. We are end-to-end service providers, which means we have field operations. We do design, build, finance, operate, and maintain these systems. We started metering as a service back in 2015. Actually, have metering as a service as a registered trademark with MeterSys on the secondary register. And so it's something that we certainly believe in, but it's not all we do. Unlike others in the industry that you may hear from, we don't bring to you a package plan that says this is how it should look and this is what we're going to deploy. We really believe that that dialogue needs to happen at the local level and understand what it is both operationally and from a customer service aspect, as well as financially, what we hope to achieve. So as end-to-end providers, we do build networks, we provide the system integration, we do installation or manage the installation, and then we manage the ongoing operations as needed by that agency. The difference for Federalsburg is this. We do support metering as a service, but we also support traditional program management. What does that mean? Well, traditional program management is you engage a trusted advisor that understands the market across a myriad of different solutions. And then we begin to define what those requirements that you want look like, and then we manage that project through training, through execution, and through ongoing service and support so that you have the solution that is custom-made for your community. We provide flexibility. So we're not going to come to you with a predefined solution because we believe with every utility, there are differences in expectations, differences in what you want to get out of your metering system, and certainly we want to represent that interest as we build this solution out. I mentioned we have six different meter solutions under active management. And we give you options for your 15-year investment. We do believe that meter infrastructure, if designed correctly, has a 15-year investment. And we certainly believe that that is the useful life if maintained and constructed correctly. We are skilled in AMI network planning and operation. We have multiple networks under management. They're all very high performing. And certainly the town of Federalsburg would be no exception to that. And we're skilled in software integrations. It will be said multiple times. Integrations are critical, and we need to understand and to be able to pass data from the AMI head-end system into your billing system with efficiency and effectiveness. So data quality is paramount to all of our projects. We actually place several folks on our team in doing nothing more than focusing on the quality of the data and the pass of that data. And not only during the interface build, but long after that's been complete. We've got projects quite expansive across the region. And this is a sample of the communities that we have done work for or working for. And they're scattered in the southeast and the west coast. And we do support that includes feasibility and business case analysis, procurement and implementation, AMI optimization, and then post-deployment support. Often we get called by folks that want to continue to have us at the table. We provide them post-deployment support. If we do it well, we train them in a way that they can maintain their system on their own. Data mine is complex on the build, but it can be simplistic in the operation. And so we don't want to mislead the town of Federalsburg that, that this is something that you cannot do internally. And so while your RFQ was placed, or your qualifications request was placed for a outsourced 15-year term, we believe that there are alternatives to that approach, and more than likely more cost-effective alternatives to that approach. One of the recent projects we did is a census project in the town of Clayton, North Carolina. We did full comprehensive planning and solution selection. We replaced 18,000 meters across the system. We did all of those full deployment in 12 months. And so we believe that we can really ramp up very quickly. We just completed a similar size project to the town of Federalsburg and did that in a three-month deployment after the interface was built. End-to-end, about 6 months. And they're up and operational. We can certainly provide those references to you. It was on time and on budget. Harnett County is a county-wide regional water system, and it is a large project that had 14 gateways spanning across the entirety of the county, 41,000 customers, $15 million in capital investment, and really that project is going extraordinarily well, and we're in the process of developing their customer portal. On the creative side, the town of Holly Springs, also in North Carolina, asked us to come and help them out. They did a project on their own. It was not met with the level of success that they had hoped. So we came in and helped them get their system running from about an 80% read rate now to 98.4% read rate success within a one day interval. That's much higher than industry standard, and they're extraordinarily pleased with the outcome of that work. We continue to support them in network build-out. It is a high-growth community. One of the other things that we did that was very effective and has high participation rate is the customer engagement platform. In this case, we used WaterSmart, and that has gone extraordinarily well. We are a preferred provider of WaterSmart and have done many of these projects across the country, and it is a highly effective, independent customer portal. There really are two options for the town of Federalsburg with related to the customer portal. You can either can have it attached to the AMI network solution, or you can have it as a third-party independent. We believe that WaterSmart gets up every day thinking about customer engagement, and they do it arguably better than most. Queequeg Marina had an ITRON AMR system, was drive-by, and we were hired to come in and convert them over to fixed network, which is AMI. They have 15,000 accounts, and they've spent about $1.3 million. We've done all of the network installation, and we'll be wrapping that project up by the fourth quarter of this year. That project's going really well. We do have a customer portal, and we will be layering on, more than likely, an enhanced customer portal after the project build-out is complete. It is also a high-growth community, and so we're very dynamic in our planning for this project. There are a few things to consider that you may or may not hear from others present. One is the implications of GASB 87. And that does have implications to how you lease purchase equipment. And so when you consider full outsourcing, GASB 87 will be required, and I would refer to your accountant, your auditor, your internal finance, to at least understand the implications of that. It does have to be treated as debt. And so in historically, full outsourcing allowed you to lease purchase or essentially service contract both the equipment and the labor. GASB 87 will change the way you have to carry that or show that on the books, and it will show as debt. There is a significant amount of infrastructure funding to local governments. And so when we think about options that MeterSys provides that maybe you will not hear by other vendors, is that we have flexibility to build this just as a project that you own and operate, and arguably, again, more cost-effectively than if you're paying a company to operate your system turnkey for 10 to 15 years. We believe a 15-year term presents long-term risk to the town. Having been a local government manager, I don't know how comfortable I would be signing up for a contract the only way, if you sign up for 15 years, the only way is early termination. And there, with termination, there will be penalty, more than likely. So we believe that have a duration of time with your partner that makes sense for you, and that long play after that, whether it's through renewal or operated on your own, is given to you as your option and your flexibility. Complete outsourcing, again, has a long-term contract, has those added costs that really you can avoid by managing internally. The last point that I would ask the town to consider is that there were certain definitive components within the RFQ, things that you chose not to include for whatever reason. Things like AMR, drive-by, hybrid AMI, AMR, cellular, mesh, or systems with repeaters shall not be allowed. We asked if those requirements would be released eliminated, and the answer was no. And certainly that's the town's prerogative. But what we would say is the language throughout that RFQ was very consistent with one of the vendors that we have dealt with and seen in the industry historically. And it's one of the other two vendors presenting for your business tonight. And so when we talk about and think about compliance with an RFQ, if I'm drafting that language, I'm going to have better compliance than if I'm using language that is independently written. So that's one thing that certainly we think should be considered. Many solutions do use repeaters, and we just installed a cellular solution that is going extraordinarily well. The town of Carthage is very similar in size to the town of Federalsburg, and what they wanted was simplicity. They didn't want a network. They wanted a very clean meter data management system, and they were very definitive about what they want. Let's keep it simple. Let's cost manage, and let's have a solution that we can certainly rely on over the useful life of that installation. It is a Badger solution. It's one of those being presented as an option. It is the Badger meter plus the endpoint. And I think that one of the things that the town of Federalsburg needs to make sure to understand is when you have a meter manufacturer making one meter manufacturer making the meter and another manufacturer making the endpoint, those systems better talk effectively. And now you have two manufacturers in your meter box. We believe in standardization and integration. And certainly there are situations that work with solutions that have independent transmitters. But where we can and where we have the options, we certainly recommend that an integrated meter and transmitter solution is going to serve you well. So ultimately, it was a good fit for the town of Carthage. It was a very challenging service area that we were able to achieve, and they got a very strong success rate. But the current AMI approach presented to the town is Company A is Badger Meters with Clara AMI. Company B is Mueller, Minet. And we've done plenty of Mueller projects, so we understand that solution very well. And our suggestion to you is any solution determined to be your best fit for operational goals and to be sustainable over the 15-year useful life. And so we're going to spend more time focusing on your organizational needs, predefined solutions to the table. So your options through us would be engage us as metering as a service. We certainly can do that. It will be that you still have options for meter type, service terms, and payment terms. The other option is the capital project for a proprietary fixed network like Census. Capital project with an open network like LoRaWAN, which actually use smart sensors for things like fleet management and solid waste and stormwater. There's a real interesting move in the industry to utilize smart sensors on an AMI network. We do that work. Or you could look at cellular. is a simplistic way to read your meters on hourly intervals without building a network and without engaging in a long-term service contract at significant cost. The Light Select Meters, we're a leading provider of AMI solutions. We're trusted in this industry to be an advisor that is neutral to the solution. 96% of our company revenues are core generated in this industry. We work only with local governments, and we work with you to maintain your control over the solution. With that, you have to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do you guys have any questions?
Same as I asked the other gentleman. What about what happens with power failure?
Right, and the answer given is exactly correct. The industry is very good at understanding that gateways will go down from time to time. We don't see it a lot, but occasionally it does happen in the systems that we manage. There is retention at the head-end system or at the gateway. There is retention in the endpoint itself. And so you've really got ways to continue to build your hourly interval read data while power is being restored, and then backfill that read data into your MDM.
Thank you.
I noticed all your towns you listed, as you said yourself, for North Carolina and California. If we have a problem, how quick are we getting the help from North Carolina to Fettlesburg to fix the problem?
That's a great question. And what I would be wondering as well, typically the way our projects go is that we coordinate with local distribution. And local distribution is generally very good at supporting all of the things you need. The idea is that we build this simplistically. You will have a new system. It will be monitored by the manufacturer, monitored by your distributor, more than likely, and monitored by us if we're in a service contract. You've got 1,300 meters. More than likely, if the prior presenter is correct, on average, if there's three gateways, gateways are very robust. We just don't see a lot of failure. They do have about a 10-year useful life. So between 7 and 10 years, we want to look at exchanging those. But by and large, the systems in today's generation with AMI operate extraordinarily well. The electronics are potted. Batteries are tested on that performance. And warranty support is there. And we lean heavily on distributors and manufacturers like Ferguson, Core & Main, Fortiline. The list goes on and on of companies that have an invested interest in your success. And so the question is, why not have them, distributors, work with us to support you as opposed to paying for that support as a service?
Okay.
Okay. Did you have a question for me?
No. Well, could you speak a little bit about the customer portal? You had said that it could either be attached to the AMI or it would be a third party, like WaterSmart. How user-friendly is your customer portal?
It's quite intuitive. Lauren Brown with our company. I should have introduced Lauren and Roger on the front end. Lauren, are you still on or are you able to respond to that? She's our resident expert on all things customer portal.
I am, yes, but it broke up there for a minute. Could you repeat the question, please?
Ultimately, I just wanted to know how user-friendly your customer portal is and just a little bit more about it.
Sure. It is the industry leader for sales for water utilities specifically, and with the name WaterSmart, they don't accommodate combo utilities, unfortunately. It is very user-friendly, though. They have done interfaces with all of the utility billing solutions out there, And one of the great features is that it's really intuitive. It's actually not an app on your phone. It's browser-based. So things like updates and outreaches don't have to go through the firmware updates and any inconsistencies across the, you know, Android or iPad devices. It's, you know, the similar style to kind of all the portals is that it shows your consumption. It lets you set customized thresholds to receive notifications. And when you have AMI, that's where it really shines, because that customer is allowed to see their hourly usage data, to see the trends, and be notified of things like continual usage that might indicate a leak, and also set their own thresholds. So the utility can say, you know, we want to notify folks that use 10 gallons or more an hour consistently. But then as a homeowner, maybe my threshold needs to be 3 gallons. And so they can set that. They can set a water budget. And in addition to having that sort of functionality in the portal, they can contact the utility through the portal. Part of that integration is setting up so the customer service representatives will receive emails and notifications when folks use the portal, so that's kind of prompting them to check that. But again, it's a great tool to expand the conversation with your customers outside of them just receiving a bill. It lets you interact with them. It lets you do outreaches to notify them of issues or, you know, town events that might be taking place, and really engage with them outside of, you know, just a bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Anybody else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I think we're good. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you.
We appreciate your time.
You can go to watersmart.com and see all about the portal, too.
I guess so, Andre, I have a question. So for the app, you guys actually have an app for the phone, right?
Yeah,
it's not so, just a portal on the browser.
So the whichever... In the customer portal, we have a number of customer portals. WaterSmart is one. Another one is Harris. It also has a portal. And so, yes, you either have, whether you want to use it through an app or you want to use it through the browser. But the one we use typically has an app, which is they can download it and have that on their phone.
Okay. So, and the one question I had in case we had an incident where there was too much chlorine and we had to, like, flush a pipe, would we be able to target the residents, like if they had the app, would we be able to target
yes.
the residents that are coming off of like well 5 and say, we're flushing the system, here's an alert,
yes.
right?
Yeah, that's one of the things you get as default as a result of having an AMI system, because you'll have that information necessary.
Okay, so that would be helpful. That's what we were talking about for targeting. Mm-hmm. If we had an incident or something, we could target the residents that are on that particular, that are affected with that, either
as long as they have the
outage.
App.
Right.
Yes, as long as they have the app. Right, but either way, we wouldn't have a way to get a hold of them now, short of doing that reverse 911, which we could also do.
But are there solutions that are browser or app, or are they browser and app, or are they one or the other?
No, you have browser and app, or browser or app.
Okay.
The integration's up to you. How much you want to do.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So who was the... Is Ferguson? Do we know if anybody's on?
7:30.
Oh, at 7:30?
Okay.
All right, so we have a bit of a minute.
Are they Zoom or are they in person?
I don't know.
Sure sounds like it.
I know, right?
But I got that pizza last time, and that was way too much.
So we just had a standstill.
Yes, unless we want to do the dev books and the software stuff.
Well, I have a question for Lindsay then, and while we're sitting here in open session. I'm curious about instituting a moratorium on R2 and R3 housing in the town of Fellowsburg until we get the comprehensive plan redone, which we're in the process of doing. What do we need to do for that?
So, what do you want? What are you trying to prohibit? The duplexes, triplexes?
Yes, I want to prohibit any new duplex, triplex, quadrupleplex, whatever they may be building, while we're looking at all of that and redoing the comprehensive plan. I want to stop all that from somebody sneaking in 10 units in an old house before we know it while we're redoing the comprehensive plan anyway. Is that possible?
But you're not looking to prohibit existing.
Nope.
It would only be new.
Not changing any zoning on anything. That's what the comprehensive plan review will do if we decide to do anything. I just want to freeze everything until we get the comprehensive plan redone.
Okay, so let's add it to the March agenda.
Is that, is that like a ordinance or what would need to be done?
Yeah, you'll have to introduce an ordinance at your March agenda. I'll have to see how many days are in between the regular meeting and the workshop. I don't think we have enough days to advertise in between, so you'll have to do beginning of March intro, April public hearing.
Okay. I was just curious because it's something that I would like to see done while we're doing a comprehensive plan. It's my understanding that planning and zoning is working on that, right? So before anything would happen, I would like to, freeze it before something snuck in while we're working on it on the other end. So.
Okay. I will get working on it.
I mean, and that's my thoughts. There's four other members up here. I haven't even approached it with them, so.
No, but you could always, I could always draft something and it would be up to them to introduce it or not.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you all also want to, if it would be an amendment to the agenda, but just by way of update, you all awarded the on-call engineering services to GMB about a month ago. It was contingent upon entering into an agreement with GMB. After the award, they provided an agreement, which I edited to just add some further protections to the town. They accept those edits and sent it back. So if you all are comfortable with it, you can go ahead and approve it this evening. It's consistent with the terms of the RFP. It's a 3-year on-call. You can terminate it anytime with 30 days notice. And it's really task-oriented, so it's not for a set sum or anything of that nature.
I
was good with it. Okay. So do you just need a motion from us to accept the on-call agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
I move we accept the on-call agreement as presented between the town and GMB.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, so that we're good with that agreement.
Thanks.
So are you guys with Ferguson?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Well, I'm well. So do you have a laptop that you want to present some things and we can get you online and then I can make you a presenter on Zoom so everybody...
Yeah, that'd be great. Is there a projector here? Or I have one in the truck.
There, you don't need one. We're all logged into the Zoom. So if you have the Zoom link, then you can I'll make you a presenter. You can share your screen and you'll be good to go.
All right.
We have logistics challenge with this pole in the center. Yeah, we can. We'll take a second while Ferguson gets set up.
Is there a good Wi-Fi?
It's...
Yeah, there's guest. Mm-hmm. And then there is... The password is 410-754. 8173. Thank you. You have it programmed in my phone. I'll have to call you.
Well, it doesn't take it. FSC guest, right?
FTH guest.
Okay, that's an issue.
I'm not sure who FSC is.
What was the phone number again?
410-754-8173.
You'll know it after tonight.
The only number I know by heart is my mom's, because that's the phone number I grew up with. Because
you grew up with it.
Her landline.
When my dad gave up his phone number of 50 years, my sisters were like, they mourned it. Like it was the passing of something.
Dad still has his.
Did you sit back in the waiting room?
You exited?
Yeah, I thought we were done.
Oh, yes, you did.
Good to get that
reassurance. Somebody down there needs to mute.
You, Ed.
Thought I had. Maybe not.
I haven't touched mine, so I don't think it's me.
Gotta love technology.
All right. Do I hit share screen here?
Would you be Matt B?
I would be.
Then I will make you a host.
Can you turn up the volume on your phone? Yeah, but I think.
All right, well, the volume's all the way down. Hopefully that'll help.
Because that's what I had. I had to turn it all the way off on my computer, otherwise, it was still somehow.
Matt.
Okay.
Yep. You're good.
Good?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to stand up, if that's all right.
Yeah. Yes, please, thank you.
I have a handout. I printed out 8 of these, if you don't mind. Let's see if that goes.
Thank you.
There you go. Awesome. Spent a lot of time at Staples today. Just right.
It looks very nice.
I have a couple extras. I'll just leave here. If anybody wants to grab them. So my name is Matt Braithwaite. I work for Ferguson Waterworks. I live in Hagerstown, Maryland, so across the Bay Bridge. This is Brandon Matthews. He is in management for Ferguson Waterworks. We both work under the meter and automation group for Ferguson. Brandon resides in Virginia. He covers these two states as well as some others on the sales side for AMI and AMR projects. So we are here to present our solution for the RFP for the AMI system that you guys are looking at deploying throughout the town. First off, thank you for having us in. We appreciate it. This is by far the latest presentation that I've done. normally it's around the work hours, but that's all right. I'll get some coffee on the way home. I was going to bring you guys Red Bulls in here, but I'm sure you guys are So as we mentioned in some emails, we're in a unique position right now with our meter alignment. The way Ferguson operates, typically, we are partnered with a meter vendor in each state.
We recently have cut ties with our meter vendor for Maryland and Virginia, and we think within the next 30 to 60 days we'll have a new meter vendor that we're partnered with that we'll be able to present to you. So our presentation is mainly around Ferguson's capabilities and our experience deploying AMI projects.
Yeah, so Matt, I'll touch on that just for a bit. Yeah, again, so it's just an alignment change for us, resetting with our previous partner with Mueller Systems, and we are in the process of finalizing an agreement with another. But that, again, it was in the middle of this transition, so y'all were gracious enough to still extend an invite to talk about our solution overall and our capabilities. And Matt will touch on this. This is kind of a national platform that we've built out, and so the alignments are within the region. So appreciate the opportunity.
So I have a video that I was going to play that kind of lines up Ferguson's mission statement. I'll have to unmute, unless one of you guys can maybe unmute and turn your volume up or something along those lines. I have my volume down. Let me just...
So it'll come out of the speaker here?
Oh, it will.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It should come out of the owl.
I should not have done that. Let me get back into it here. Back in the Shane's screen. I'm sorry, everyone.
Should be at the bottom. There should be a share screen, a green button that you see.
Yeah, and then when I go into the presentation, it goes away, though. Mm-hmm. Add setup. If I do this, are you guys seeing the presentation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No volume coming through. Love the technical difficulties. We will skip that part and get back to it. The main point of that video is it's kind of outlining Ferguson's approach across the marketplace in the country for all of our different facets of business. We approach every facet of our business as a project, and what we do is we sell and deploy projects and assist in projects for our customers. If I can get that video to play later, I will. For now, we will go past it. So Ferguson as a whole is the largest plumbing, waterworks, HVAC distributor in the country. We have over 1 million customers nationwide. We are in every single state, multiple locations in every state. You've probably seen multiple Fergusons as you drive around. Within the Ferguson umbrella, we have a waterworks division, which main focus is on underground utilities. So underground pipe, valves, fittings, brass, hydrants, and water meters falls into that as well. So throughout the country, we have over 220 locations that are dedicated to just waterworks, so just underground utilities that are focused. And within that waterworks team, we have a smaller group that is municipally focused. So this consists of municipal inside and outside sales who focus solely on servicing municipalities and water and sewer utilities. Even further in the funnel, within that municipal focus, we have where Brandon and I reside in the meter and automation group. So this meter and automation group is able to solely focus on water meter project deployments like the one you guys are looking into right now. Our director for that business group is Matt Rizzo, and underneath him we have over 40 AMI specialists, which is what I, namely for me, which is just an AMI or AMR salesman, and over 15 project managers to help manage our AMI deployments. So having a sole focus on meter automation, again, allows us to focus just on the meter deployments that we have at hand. So any of the other products that we sell to Federalsburg would actually be a separate person that would take care of those, which allows people in my position to just focus on the project as we deploy them. We also, outside of just a meter or AMI assist deployments, we offer other services, finance solutions for towns that are looking to obtain money for a project. We run financial benefit analyses for towns that are looking to see what their ROI would be on a project and things like that. So we think that the most important part of the deployment would be the project management and the steps that we take to deploy a project. So throughout our decade of having this meter and automation group, we've broken it down into 7 steps that we call our standard operating procedure for deploying an AMI project. We're going to go through each one of these steps with you and explain what each one of them are. first of which being the planning and development stage. So during this stage, we would sit down with the town and come up with some control documents. So as we move through each of the additional steps in the project, we would have a sign-off from the town and from all parties involved that we were all in agreement that that step was completed properly and successfully, and we could move to the next one. So those steps being the communication plan, first and foremost, is a two-part plan. So that's an internal communication plan and an external communication plan. The internal one being comprised of all the parties that are conducting the project, the town, the engineer, Ferguson, and any subcontractors or partners that we bring onto the project, usually consisting of a weekly update call where everybody chimes in and expresses where we are in the project and what the next steps are to move forward. External being the communication with your customers, the end users, so the business owners and the homeowners. That would either be in the way of door hangers or mailers or blast emails or a website update where we can alert all of the homeowners and business owners that will be in their front yards replacing meters, why we're there, and also the benefits that would come with it to them. And then we have the other control documents would fall in line with the following steps. So a software integration plan, network acceptance plan, endpoint or route acceptance plan, and system acceptance plan. And I'll speak to those a little bit in the coming slides. So the first real step, boots on the ground, is the software integration that takes place. And this would take place between the meter manufacturer's meter data management software and the town's billing provider software. So I had a note, if you guys have, for your billing provider. My notes are hidden because I can only see presentation mode right now. But the meter manufacturer would have several calls with the billing provider, and they would integrate the two softwares to where once we do start installing meters, all of that data would automatically go into the MDMS software, which would then automatically transfer over to the billing software. So there'd be no lapse in billing during the deployment process. Once we sign that sign-off document saying that everything's integrated properly and up and running, we would move to our network infrastructure and test phases. So this would be, depending on what manufacturer we are deploying, installing the required infrastructure to be able to cover the service area. So that would consist of collector or collectors throughout the area. And then testing those. The way we would test those is install just a few meters on the very outskirts of town, the furthest out to reach, and making sure that the infrastructure that's installed is able to read those. So if they're able to read the most outliers, then they'll definitely be able to read the middle of the town. So that test phase will last a week or two, and once everything's up and running and we know that the infrastructure is installed properly and working, we would then move into a meter mass deployment phase. So the meter mass deployment would consist of us bringing a subcontractor on that specializes in installing water meters in a project like this. The subcontractors that we use a very small vetted list of subcontractors. We have requirements that they must meet to be able to be on our jobs. They have to have good references. They have to have done projects like this before, have proper uniforms, proper protective wear, everything of that nature. And I also have a list of all of the meter manufacturers or system manufacturers that we've worked with across the country. So being that we don't have one completely aligned right now, just know that when we do announce who we are going to be partnered with, it will be one of the premier meter vendors in the country. So we have a standard operating procedure that we issue to our subcontractors as well to make them follow. We've put this together over the past 10 or so years, and really what it comes down to is making sure that they're as efficient and safe as possible while moving through your service area and through your town, and also leaving the property the way that they found it when they go. So no big piles of dirt in the customer's front yards, no concrete, if concrete needs to be moved, no debris laying around. So we put this in place, and we ensure that they abide by them as they move through the service area. Throughout a deployment, we will have a dashboard repository like what you see here. So this is a way to communicate progress without having a weekly call. So this is something that everybody who's involved with the project would be able to log in and see on a daily basis, and it just measures the metrics of progression of the project, how the system's reporting, inventory levels, where we're at, how many routes have been completed, and things like that. And just keep in mind, a dashboard like this is completely customizable. It's set up in the manner you see. This is at the request of one of our current projects in Newport News, Virginia. So as you can see, the total project for there is $130,000. We're in the middle of that project. We're about $40,000 into the 130,000 meters that we're installing for them. So they use this on a daily basis to track where we're at and anything that needs to be done as far as action items.
And Matt, I'll just pause you right there. I think all of this is important, that how we build our solutions is based on getting feedback from our customers. So everyone's solution is unique. That's what we found. That's how we separate ourselves from the marketplace, is speaking to our customers directly to find out what their needs are. So that standard operating procedure, that's what we've developed as a best practice. But sitting down with the utility, further understanding the needs of the client, is what we use to finalize that, obviously, to fit your specific needs. And that's what we really pride ourselves on, being able to provide one-off solutions for our customers that fit their needs, not just a boxed, pre-made solution. So that's just an aspect of that. We show you what our best practices are, but that's really what we pride ourselves in, is delivering on the customer's true needs for their specific project.
So at the during the project and at the conclusion, we'll have several days of training, and this would involve bringing associates from both Ferguson and the meter manufacturer in to train the utility in town on how to use the system and the best practices of the system to ensure its longevity throughout its lifespan. And this can consist of many different things. I have listed on this slide as a service offerings. Really, as Brandon just mentioned, the next steps in our mind would be to sit down with the town if decided that Ferguson's the role to move forward and hash out what it really means for your as service, what you're looking for as a maintenance program throughout the lifespan of the system. So I broke it down into three subcategories here. We consider network as a service, meaning that Ferguson owns the infrastructure, the town owns the meters and the endpoints in the ground, and anything that happens to the infrastructure, Ferguson's responsible for replacing. System maintenance agreements, Ferguson is responsible for the labor, the town owns the system as a whole, and then metering as a service. Ferguson owns every part of the system, and we're responsible for replacing or repairing anything that goes wrong with it. So the reason I bring all three of those up, we didn't really have a chance yet to sit down and discuss that, so our next step ideally would be to sit down and figure out exactly what the town's looking for as far as it as a service and really hash out the details. After that, we move to a support phase, regardless of what as a service means, where our associates act as a call center for anything that pops up throughout the lifespan of the system. We utilize Zoho as our call center software. It's a kind of a ticket tracking software that we've been using recently. This allows us to track any issues from any of our customers across the country and find resolutions for them. Again, this is just a generic slide on our as a service. We would need to hash out the details of this to give numbers on that, but that's something that we would like to sit down and discuss on a roundtable discussion. And I know we provided our references in our response. This slide here is our most recent AMI deployments throughout the Maryland-Virginia market, which is where I work out of. So from our smallest deployment up the road, about an hour north or so, Galena, Maryland, which is 300 endpoints, we completed that project a little over a year ago, to Newport News, which is our current largest one, at 130,000.
I think that that's an important aspect. Again, we can sit here and tell you all day what we do and what the results of our projects are, but we encourage you to reach out to that customer base. And you know, largely what we build our platform on is long-term partnerships. And you know, encourage you to reach out to any of those customers and find out what their experience has been as a result of that service and our solutions, building those together as partners. So that's an important one for me, for sure, to speak to those folks.
In addition to an AMI offering, Ferguson offers, as I mentioned, we have a group that's focused solely on municipalities. So there are many technologies that our municipal group focuses on offering to municipalities. I've listed a lot here, and we can go into depth on whichever ones you guys want to talk about. The main point of this slide, a lot of these bolt-on technologies that we have as offerings for municipalities can be used to report to the AMI software that we offer through the AMI system as well. So things like leak detection and pressure monitoring can be set up and integrated to report to a similar or the same dashboard that you're looking at when you're monitoring your meter system. So as you look through this list, if there's anything that we need to address moving forward, a lot of these are some of the newer technologies that Ferguson's been offering.
And this is, again, this is based on our key initiatives to be able to provide solutions that enable our customers to make data-driven decisions. So, you know, when you talk about asset management, that's part of some of those solutions that we are able to provide as well.
And that is my final slide. So we wanted to give enough time to answer any questions you guys may have.
Do you guys have a customer support portal app for their phones so people can check leaks, check their usage?
Yeah, we have several options there. The meter manufacturer that we partner with will probably have one that they offer. We also have a la carte ones that we can integrate in with whatever meter manufacturer. I actually have one on my phone that's called Drop Counter, which looks really nice. The customer can download the app and view their daily, hourly usage. It's really good looking.
Sure. So again, there's multiple options within the marketplace. We partnered with several of them, but again, it's about really sitting down, understanding the scope and the needs and the budget constraints, and finding the best solution for us. Knowing that we don't have all those metrics in place yet, you know, we can certainly give you some ideas. But yes, we do partner with those, and they're part of many of our projects. Not all, but that is certainly a key driver throughout the industry right now.
Thank you. Do you guys have a question?
I don't think so. So you had the slide with all the different logos, but you are going to be partnering with one manufacturer.
So that's correct.
So
in the state of Maryland, yes.
In the state of Maryland.
We partner with four main meter manufacturers throughout the country, but Ferguson aligns with specific meter manufacturers in the territory. We're just in a transition phase right now.
So in terms of our project timeline, would we need to wait until you decide who that is?
I would say that's in less than 30 days we'll be announcing who that is.
Okay.
But, you know, again, and we're not fully aware of, based on the correspondence that I saw, we're fully aware of what that exact timeline was, but I feel confident that, you know, in this next 30 days we will be announcing that into the marketplace.
Okay. Because that will, along with all your other assumptions and things like that, that piece will determine cost more than anything else.
The meter cost,
yeah.
Right. Do you know what your break ground day is, what you're looking at as far as your expectations of a project?
No, I didn't know if you're 30 days away or if you're 6 months
180,
away.
180, yeah, gotcha. Understood.
Yeah, we think within the next month we'll be able to come back and put together pricing and everything else and have a meter manufacturer lined up. It's a very weird position that we're in. You know, it hasn't been in a position that we've been in for a long time. So,
yeah, no, it's just around an alignment change for providing the best solution for our customers in the given marketplace. And you know, it was a strategic decision. It just happened at this time for us sitting in front of you today. So,
do you guys have any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Manager Dury, did you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate you driving down here. It's like you're almost opposite ends of the state.
That's all right.
You know, we greatly appreciate the opportunity. And again, any questions that we're had, you know, we're here to answer those. If you do think of them later and there's an opportunity, we really appreciate the audience. So thank you.
Is that Hagerstown?
Yeah, Hagerstown.
I'm going to grab a couple cards. If you guys have any questions that pop up, shoot me an email, a text, a call.
Thank you.
And then can we get a copies of everybody's presentation?
Yeah, I will send
the PowerPoint.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
Who should I send the copy to?
You can send it to Town Manager Dury. Would be perfect.
Got it. We'll have it tonight, sir.
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate
your
time.
Appreciate
it. Have a good
night. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Sue.
And then can you guys send your presentation to... Awesome. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And yes, and if you're still on the line, can you send your presentation as well?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
I actually have a, since you gentlemen are still sitting here, this isn't brand specific for the three of you, but say this cost $1 million. I'm just throwing a number out there. What's it? What would it cost, or how much greater is the cost to do all this that has a 15-year lifespan than it's going to cost to put the same type meters we have in there now? I mean, right now, I'm realizing we would still have to go out and read and do all that and have that extra cost on top of the meter. Like, what percentage greater do you think the AMI system will be as opposed to the standard old go out and read individual meters?
Manual.
Yes.
When you say cost, you mean cost from a...
cost to install, like... say an AMI system be $1 million to get up and running. Mm-hmm. What would it be to put, how many do we have, 1,600? Roughly. Obviously, I'm not asking. My point being is this. If this is only good for 15 years, mm-hmm. I want to make sure in 15 years we're going to have another, at that point, probably 15% increase, so $1,100,000 that I'm relying on the next council to basically already saying in 2037 you already need to plan for $1.3 million because the whole system needs to be replaced.
Yeah, and I think as we mentioned before, when it comes to 15 years, your network is going to be sound. So nothing going to be wrong with the infrastructure. The challenge is the meters and the endpoints. So we know the meters are degrading over time.
Right.
What's happened? Those are your cash registers. That's what funds everything that's what funds our operations is the meters. But they're losing accuracy, which means you're losing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So if we continue to that, we're just going to continue to lose revenue. So we have to replace the meters to get that revenue back up. And that delta is what's actually helping pay for your system. Because you're also an AMI, you're also going to get some operational efficiencies. Because now you don't have to send people out to do a move-in, a move out, or a reread, or a shut-off, you can still charge for those services, but you're going to get all the operational efficiencies because now all that information is coming in. So that savings is also yours as well. So those are the benefits, as opposed to manual.
Now, while I see all that, what I'm looking at is, say we awarded you a contract tonight, when I walk out that door and the first person comes to me, said, why did you just spend $1 million when you could install manual meters for $200,000?
Right, and that's where you'll let that customer know. He said, "Remember that bill you got?" And this is an actual true story. We had a customer. They took a trip to Ohio. While they were doing that, the water line underneath their driveway snapped. They came back a little over a month later. The bill was $6,000. You remember that $6,000 bill? You'll never have a bill like that again. Remember, so now you'll not only have the benefits of us providing this excellent customer service, you're going to have this app. You'll also be able to see your usage. And so all the benefits, and as I mentioned before, especially from our perspective, when we put it in, all the customer service benefits you're going to be able to provide to all the property owner and the residents here, it's invaluable. And that's where the benefit that they're going to.
So that's because they would report back, like, the breakage, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we would know that there's a leak detection.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the...
But I think to the meter that was ballpark.
Yeah.
1,600 traditional meters.
Would cost
what? What is the...
I'm in favor of this. Don't get me wrong when I'm up here.
You don't have to sell me on AMI.
I mean, the average price of water is about $100.
Okay, that's what
just
I was...
Just a manual...
Now, report. What's the average price of one
an
of
AMI
your
AMI
meters?
Meter.
AMI meter.
Our meters, AMI, you probably add another $50 to that, $150.
Okay, so when it's time to redo these in 15 years, you're not looking at the total price because the system's in place.
Sure.
You're talking $50 extra a meter.
That's correct.
That's what I was looking for,
well,
so I knew it.
You will have gained, I think, on that one slide Andre showed you, we did
the
analysis
yes.
of kind of
yeah,
where you
I understand all that.
Yeah.
I'm just, so when people come to me, I can point out to them easily and say, you know, you're looking at $50, $75,000 total difference to replace the meters, because you still have the labor to replace it. You still have this and that. So,
yeah. For an extra $80,000.
For an extra $80,000, the town's making $100,000 extra on accurate meter readings or whatever. So.
And notification of breaks.
And you have now reading meters.
Right.
You can do something else.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, we installed the system for Bayonne, New Jersey 7 years ago. 7 years ago, we put that system in. It has a customer form, and we also give them notifications. To date, we have received over 4,000 letters from our customers saying thank you for their billing notifications. Over 4,000 letters.
Wow.
So the question I would like to ask, how many letters have you received?
Not nice ones.
So the world of customer service, it's just amazing just to see, because they feel like they're part of the solution, because they're helping customers every day, especially those who are on fixed income, those who don't even recognize a water leak. And you know that they're going to get a bill that they're just not going to be able to afford. And so now they're able to do that because of the AMI system. We have customers that they were we were billing them every other month or every 3 months. So you can imagine if they had the leak immediately after reading the water meter, then all of a sudden 3 months later you get the bill. Mm-hmm. Good luck in getting to pay the bill.
We do here.
Well, Greensboro, we were just there today. They have a guy that consistently argues about the bills. Mm-hmm. Before they had the AMI system, he could make a pretty good case. Now he can't.
Right.
Right.
You look at the data and say, look, here's where you used it. It's right on there. We sent you an alert telling you it was over the limit. You didn't do anything about it. It is what it is. You know, so it provides kind of the carrot and the stick a little bit, because it's the data's there. And there's no, can't argue with it.
Yeah.
You know. So it's that, I mean, you know, the industry's moving in that direction. Everyone's getting AMI. You know, I think it's going to be a great benefit to the town, whichever way you go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Okay. Next we have Town Manager DeRee for the American Rescue Plan for the drawdown request.
Madam Mayor, members of council, this is a drawdown request in the sum of $44,000 beginning almost immediately through April of 2025, offer two software programs. The one, a debt book, is a web-based software program that tracks debt, also integrates with the auditor, so that the auditor can track things remotely rather than be here. The other one is ClearPoint, which is a strategic planning and tracking software, which will allow for the tracking of, public notice by way of the web portal for strategic initiatives that the town has taken on, and it will allow in-house and tracking and also external review. Both softwares are report generators, so they can be integrated into other documents, can be posted on the website, posted by way of social media, all by way of not only keeping track of efficiencies, whether that be on the debt management or whether that be on the strategic initiatives, but it also allows for a measure of transparency and accountability, both of which are sort of essential as far as government services are concerned. Is ARPA eligible? Certainly the debt books is not a question, because this is a financial software and it tracks debt. We've got about $8 million worth of debt by way of government, general government services. So a software package that tracks our general government services debt is a general government services expenditure under the final plan. If there's any discussion at all, it would be around a clear point. But again, the final rule allows for up to $10 million of general government services. Remember, just because we haven't been doing technology in our organization doesn't mean government doesn't do technology. Just because we haven't been tracking efficiencies doesn't mean government doesn't track efficiencies. Just because we haven't done a particularly good job of reporting out doesn't mean government's going to have to report out. So I'll say that I will certainly hang my hat on Career Point Strategy software being well within the confines of the final rules, general government services, by way of an expenditure. So the particulars are there relative to our already approved expenditures, which is, or obligated, $394,505. Designated $44,000 or 1.67% of the total allocation for a combined total, if this is approved, $438,505 or 16.72% of our total allocation. So staff's recommendation, pending further discussion, is to approve the drawdown of $44,000 expenditures and obligations from our ARPA funds to fund the town treasury to the eligible expenditure side of the vote.
Do we have any questions?
No, I don't. I think it's a good deal for both of them. So.
Councilman Windsor?
No, I'm good with it.
Councilwoman Soule?
I'm good with it, too. And just want to, Lindsay had some concerns, and you're pretty confident in your interpretation of things.
Yeah, this is general government services. As I said, IT, we haven't done it. But it's a general government service. Again, the debt tracking software, there's no question about that, especially the integration
with
the order function. If there's any question, it would be around clear point. But again, efficiencies, performance analysis, those things are what government does.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Councilman Phillips?
No, I'm good.
Councilman Wheeler?
I'm good too.
Okay. Then I'll take a motion to purchase library software.
Is that one or two motions? Since it's two different.
I would say it's one. You can do one motion for the entire drawdown with the purpose of purchasing.
I don't have it from me. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, there you go. I make a motion to approve the drawdown ARPA funds for ClearPoint and debt books as suggested by staff.
Second.
Because I don't know what the number is.
44,000.
There you go.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we have board commission and committee application review. So thank you for everybody that turned in your applications for or your interest for being on our committees and boards. We had six people?
Seven
people that have showed interest in various boards and committees, and some of them were multiple names for the same committee. So we are reviewing the actual vacancies that we have and how many slots we have. So we'll be discussing that and then reaching out to those that are selected. And then I think we can probably, looking at some of the names, can find jobs for most people. Since they want to volunteer, we're happy to put them on something that can help, because a lot of us gave us different options. It wasn't just one thing that they were interested in. So that was a great response. I'm happy that we have people that want to participate and contribute. Next, we have an executive session. So can I get a motion to go into executive session for personnel matters, please?
I make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Motion passes. All right. Thank
Question.
You, gentlemen. Yep.
Who is taking minutes?
Christy's still sitting here.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if she was next.
Well, she can for the first two parts.
Okay.
Right, so do you want me to take minutes, or do you want to?
I can, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, we have a few things on that docket, so.
Yeah. Larry's kicking us out.
Huh?
Sorry.
Yes.
You guys are probably ready
yes.
to go anyway.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We can take a hand.
I don't know if you want to hang out some more and go get pizza or something, you know.
Do you know when a decision will be made, or is that by the next meeting, or what do you all think?
I think the next step is going to be actually costing this out.
Yeah, I think that's our next step is costing it out. We're looking at doing it in phases based on what we can actually also spend money on. So it might be that the infrastructure is phase one, and then we start with each book of the meters, and we'll have to take a look at that. But I think that's the next part is trying to get some dollar figures behind it.
And we can start with the end, since we do the financing ourselves. In regards to the question with Ferguson, they had Mueller was the company they had, and what happened was Mueller and their AMI systems failed miserably across the country. In fact, we're still trying to clean up a lot of the messes that they have, and as a result, Ferguson is going to most likely move to a Neptune for this area. So Ferguson went out and bought a bunch of distributors across the country. So when they contacted us and let us know that, that most likely they would be Neptune, and with their exclusive, and because the territories are exclusive, that's the only solution they can provide. So even though they may have access, they have exclusive territories. So for here, they'd only be able to provide what they have. Whereas in our situation, it doesn't matter.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yes, you can. So those of you that are still in, I'm going to move everybody to the waiting room while we go into closed session.